welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And again, thank you to the Flying Brian Show with his two guests. They were excellent. And, of course, if you want to hear an archive of the last show from 2 to 2:30, go to BreakRadioShow.com, BreakRadioShow.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray. Chris, how are you?
Doing great, Dave. Thanks.
Well, you're more than welcome. I love the show, What's Up Phoenix. It really incorporates and solidifies the community. It really creates a sense of we're unity, togetherness, and a lot of good things going on. Because guess what? At 3 o'clock, What's Up Phoenix is going to present the Standard of Excellence Award to Ragnauer, Heighton & Lewis, the most amazing law firm I've ever seen. And we're gonna have two of the partners and the executive director here in studio, Chris.
It's all about being a part of and being involved in Phoenix.
No question about it. And you have some great guests today from now till about 3 o'clock. So do you want to introduce your mystery guest? It sounds like the dating show, doesn't it?
Sure. I have I have the first contestant.
They didn't know they were on a dating show, did they?
Right. We are married. Not to each other, though.
Oh, okay. Well, there goes that idea.
And that's right. Tom Eamon. He is with Lincoln Financial. He is a financial planner. And this is Miss Renee Smith. She owns Comfort Caregivers and does in-home...
Senior care. Non-medical in-home senior care.
And the first segment of the show, that's pretty much what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about senior care and how to pay for that, and some different financial planning and things like that, and how adults can plan for the future in their adult living.
I hear music.
Yeah, I hear that. What's,
what is that?
I don't know.
What's up, Phoenix?
Is that our producer? Your phone?
Oh, it's his phone. We were hearing some. We thought Tom was giving us a background of delightful music. Instead, you know, the punishment for that. Chris, should we tell Tom what the punishment is? If the phone rings while you're in the studio, you have to answer and have a live conversation with thousands of people listening to what you're going to be saying.
All right.
So here we go. Answer the phone. I'm just kidding.
It'll be interesting.
Okay. Now we've shut off our phones, and this is really about long-term care, a very important topic, isn't it? And it's a topic that is probably even more important than it used to be because of the baby boomers, the generation. Am I right, Renee?
Absolutely. Right now we are being faced with financial, I think, disaster in a way. And I really do try to call upon Tom Eamon at Liberty Financial. I've actually followed him for 4.5 years.
Wait, did you say Liberty or Lincoln?
Oh, Lincoln Financial. I apologize.
That is
so
why
apologize.
I'm here. I'm like the
so
referee.
Apologize.
Am I right, Chris?
I caught that, but I thought maybe that's where he had been previously.
I keep on thinking that I have a great memory, but anyways, I could be getting dementia as well.
What's my name? Okay, just kidding.
Don't ask me. Anyways, no, I've met Tom 4.5 years ago, and I've really... I base my business on relationships. So I've been in the Valley for 5.5 years. I started Comfort Caregivers, and I've been in the senior business probably for 17, working for another company on the west side. So when I decided to open Comfort Caregivers, I thought, what are you really good at? Well, I'm good at talking, and I'm good at senior care, and I love people. So I developed this circle of trust. So I really try to have my players lined up, and I try to benefit all of them at the same time. And I'm not always going to benefit from something, but I know if somebody comes in contact and when they call into our office, I've trained my staff, if they need something, whether it's financial, medical, or group home placement, or 24/7 care, we're the people to go to. But a lot of times people don't have the finances and they don't know where to go. So I run to Tom Eamon if I need financial information. And a lot of people have long-term health insurance policies. I'm thankful of the ones that do. So I pretty much try to turn to him because I'm not educated in that area. And he's the expert, and I trust him.
Well,
immensely.
Let's break this off or into two pieces. One is the long-term care component and the financial component, because that's really what we're talking about. So let's start, Renee. What specifically do you do? And then we'll figure out how it's going to be financed. And I think, right, Tom, is that
absolutely
what it is for you? So once you go, first of all, is this a for-profit or nonprofit?
It's for-profit. I do a lot of charitable contributions throughout the Valley. If I know somebody that does not have any money, if they're Altec approved, that hopefully happens. You know, if they don't have any money, I look for that. When you're sitting down and you're with somebody in an assessment, we do from 4 to 24-hour care, mostly in-home. When you walk into that home, you're focusing, do they, you know, what is the senior care? Do they need 24/7? A lot of times they do. If they're calling upon you at that last minute, it's usually around holiday time, too. I'm hoping when I get there, they have a long-term health insurance policy, because when they don't, it's very scary, because some of the numbers that you can get from various companies in the Valley, they can run from $15,000 a month for 24/7 care to $8,000. I try to stay between $8,000 and $9,000 for 24/7, 30 days, you know, out of the month.
Wow.
So, and that's where, you know, I've had a lot of clients that do have that, and he gives me referrals as well, and I love him for that. You know, and
so do you. You send out professionals to
the
home. That's a big part of your business, evidently, to coordinate that. Obviously, have good quality professionals. You have to make sure
absolutely
that you screen everyone out.
Everybody's bond insured. FBI. They carry a card, FBI card, and that's required to the state of Arizona. And I always look for that. We go through extensive background checks. I pretty much know every girl that comes in and out of all the there's about 50 to 60 caregivers that we have that are ready, bonded, and insured under our company, Comfort Caregivers.
Now, are they employees or in the?
They're employees.
Contract? Okay.
Yeah, gracious, loving
so you
employees.
You have a pretty big company, though.
I guess so. You know, I don't think of it as like mine. I kind of like I'm the easygoing one.
Yeah.
I hire really serious women to market for me, and you know they're thinking, oh, you just want to have fun all the time. And I said, no, I want you to to find the business too, but I want to also you know, the senior life at the end, it's not supposed to be about the financial part. You're hoping they have policies, but you also want to enjoy the end of their life.
Right.
Yeah. Now the financial piece, as Renee was talking about, very important. So, Tom, talk about that. What do people do to protect themselves? If they have a policy, great. What's some of the things they should look for when getting a policy? Is it ever too late to get a policy? Those are three questions in one. And I don't even know what I asked. I hope you wrote that down. Go ahead.
I did not.
Oh, no. Renee, what did I just say? Just kidding. You said you had a good memory.
Just being a part of the Mutual Admiration Society here, I do want to recognize Renee. She actually recruits her staff from Christian periodicals. Mm-hmm. So,
I love the Christian faith. Catholic charities we belong to as well. It's all part of a community, really.
Right, absolutely. So in regards to what your options are in terms of actually being able to afford long-term care, there's a multiple of options. One, if you're extremely wealthy, you could go ahead and self-fund it. You know, you can sleep at night knowing you have those resources. If you do have those resources, there's also the option of putting some of that money aside into what I would call a hybrid vehicle, where you would leverage, let's say you have $300,000, or you put aside maybe $100,000 into a policy, and you depending on your age and health and the product that you're investing in, because it is an investment, you would actually leverage that $100,000 to maybe even that original $300,000 that you originally had, and then free up some money to go ahead and invest or spend and live today. So that's one option. And several of these products, there's guarantees where you could at any time pull your money back. And so even though it's invested in an insurance long-term policy, long-term care policy, if you need that money, you could actually get it back. So that's one option.
Right.
Actually, that's two options, self-funding and then actually leveraging it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other one is just you just buy a policy, pay monthly. Is that how it works?
Excuse me. You could buy a long-term care policy where you're paying premiums, and there's some benefits to that, and there's some – one of those benefits is if – obviously, if you need it sooner mm-hmm. than later, you immediately have long-term care. But it gets more expensive doing it that way if you need it, like, immediately, because many of these you have to wait 90 days. Mm. It's called an elimination period. So you're actually waiting 90 days before the long-term care insurance kicks in. And if you're talking about
– And we try to keep the rates
how much
lower.
A month, $8,000, $9,000 a month.
I try to do a live-in rate at that right. point. If I'm going to have that client – if you're making 35 – if you have a business has 35 across the board, and for 2 years, think about that. If you have a more of a, if it's not, if it's going to be 90 days before it kicks in, mm-hmm. I've seen as low as 30, but I'm not too sure if it's a little bit higher that you pay per month. It's to me, it makes a. Some people do not have 90 days to wait.
Right,
they have
right.
no cash flow at all.
Well, I think we'll take a quick break right now. When we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. This is What's Up Phoenix. We have Renee Smith in-house along with Tom Eamon, financial planner, as well as someone wonderful, Renee Smith from Comfort Caregivers, Inc. That's got to be rewarding, helping
people.
It is.
People. I love it. I love my job.
There's no doubt about it. And when we come back, we'll ask a couple questions. One I have you contemplate is how many do not have long-term care, and what do you do if you don't, and how has economy impacted people really with some of these options you talked about? We'll be right back.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is What's Up Phoenix, starring Chris Gray, and we have two great guests in studio, Chris, Renee Smith.
I think it's actually starring Tom Eamon.
Tom
with
Eamon,
Lincoln
yes.
Financial.
And
Miss Renee Smith.
I'm secondary, absolutely.
Then what do we say about you? I always say you're the star.
No, I'm just the guy bringing some information to the community.
Which is important information. Now, let me ask you a question. As we went to our break, the economy, how has that impacted people? People have lost their retirements, people going back to work. Tom, let's start with you. What have you seen? I mean, how do people recover when they're 70, 75, 80 years old and they've lost everything because of the bad economy?
It is really interesting how this bad economy has really hurt people. And I'm going to actually leverage Renee Smith here, because she's really on the front line here, and she can tell you what's happening to families, because when mom and dad don't have the resources, but junior is mm-hmm. out of work rather right. than using long-term care,
right.
go ahead, Renee.
Actually, I've kind of like really you know, I thought about what am I going to do when I go in and talk to a family, and some of them are living in Paradise Valley, great home, and I'm thinking they really don't have any money. So you actually, sometimes I walk into five people that are a lot older than me. You know, I'm a baby boomer, but, you know, they're in their 60s and 70s, and their mom's 95 years old, and they want to stay in their home. So you walk in, people, you know, will judge the place and go, wow, there's a lot of money here. We can have 24/7 care. This person can't walk. They're bedridden. They have Alzheimer's. My girls can cover it because I hire you know, non-medical to more medically inclined caregivers. But when they really don't have any money and they've really spent it down, I'm praying, okay, can we, what about the veterans benefits? Are they a veteran? Well, that takes 8 to 9 months. You know, there are some advisors out there that will go around. They educate our communities. I also have a community in Paradise Valley Retirement. There's a census of 100 people, seniors. They want that to be their last stop. It's not. That's when I'll do a group home placement. But when I'm walking into that home, I'm thinking, you know, you have, if you don't have a big family, who is going to take care of these people? They have no money. They aren't going to they are not going to get their monies, even though, you know, they served our country, the husband and wife. That's another show. Okay, Veterans Care Advisory, okay? We all want to know that. But I'm praying they have ALTEC. We are also ALTEC approved through Bridgeway. There's three companies that are good that, you know, will actually get paid for, because you want to have a service there, but you also want to be able to pay my caregivers.
Right, so that you come back.
So I can back up, and well, you know, you got to have money. You got to have money to. When sometimes when they can't stay, I've donated. You know, you think of it in a Christian way, and that's the way I was brought up. So I really try to focus on what my learning was, and it's kind of sad. But, you know, a lot of the families, when it comes to ALTEC now that we're ALTEC approved, we can have the family members take care of the
I heard
then
about
they
that.
Then they take care of their family members,
and
if I can get somebody to donate, if there's just kind of still that companion stage, but there's nobody around to take care of them, then, you know, we try to help out. But, you know, that's the ALTEC side.
Right. And to qualify for ALTEC, though, this is the kicker. If you're a single person, you have to actually spend down your estate to $2,000, you know.
Can you still own the home, though, as well? That's what I was a little confused on.
You can – there's a few items you can have. You can have one vehicle. You can, can have a $1,500 designated burial plot. You can have a household and personal belongings.
It's almost not much,
right,
really.
But there's not much when you know, in terms of your what money you do have.
But let's clarify the $2,000. You just can't all of a sudden start spending down your entire estate, though, right? There's a waiting. I mean,
there's people start.
Didn't you say 5 years? That
there is a look back period.
Yeah.
We've had some really, you know, people that did have money where maybe, you know, not all siblings get along. And, you know, he could maybe go in, research something, and there's obvious money. Wow. Well, I try to tell them in a nice way, they're going to go back 5 years. What can we work with? Because I get that a lot. Sometimes, you know, maybe one out of 30 people will say, we don't have any money. I'm thinking, really? Your mom cannot stay here in the home. Social services, you know, is going to maybe come in, and the neighbors are watching, thank God.
So let me ask this then. This might be a question more for Tom. So then at what age really is it detrimental to start putting some money away or in something or having some sort of policy, some sort of guaranteed funds for the future for when I'm 68 and I've lost a leg to diabetes and my kids don't want to carry me around, you know, or whatever, you know, I need care. I need some in-home care 4 to 8 hours a day.
Right. Well, interestingly enough, one way to purchase long-term care is with your youth. So the younger you are, obviously, the less expensive it's going to be. So if you're able to plan ahead, it's not, you know, the sooner the better in terms of how much you'll be paying. Most likely, the lower the age, the least the premium.
So then without trying to corner you or have all kinds of disclaimers or anything, is there some sort of like a 45-year-old guy, you know, non-smoker, perfect health, whatever, you know. I mean, is there an amount? Like if I said I want to put $100 a month into a fund, what would that yield me at 65? Or 70.
Right. And no, I can't get into those specifics. I can't get into those specifics. But what I can tell you, I'd like to go ahead and mention, you know, we were talking about the spend down, you know, to spend down to $2,000.
I think you need to explain that a little bit because, you know, up until about 6 months ago, I'd never heard that term. I think there's a lot of people that don't get what you're saying about spend down. So can you, I mean, I know what you're saying, but would you mind to elaborate a little bit on spend down?
That's your checking accounts, your savings accounts.
What, meaning I can only make $2,000 a month or I can only what?
Only have $2,000 a month.
You have $2,000.
I only have $2,000 in my account, period.
Right.
Not monthly, not, you know, annually or whatever. I can only have $2,000 to my name plus maybe my $8,000 car that's paid off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Maybe my house. I owe $20,000 on my $200,000 house.
Scary,
right?
Okay,
right.
So,
but one item that Arizona implemented recently is we're a partnership state, and what that means is if you have, for example, a $100,000 long term care policy, and you've received $100,000 in long term care payments, you don't need to spend down to $2,000. You only need to spend down to $102,000.
So you know what? I just had a thought. Okay, so I'm a mortgage banker, and it just dawned on me. I mean, I'm thinking, so people now that are maybe 65 years old, say, that are in pretty good health.
Right.
You know, the people that still ride bikes and run, you see them and you're like, man, that guy's in better shape than me, you know? All right. So anyway, maybe they only owe $40,000 or something like that on their $200,000 or $300,000 or $400,000 house. I could give them a reverse mortgage now to buy in to give you 100 G's so that you could then buy them a guaranteed policy. Is that what we're saying?
When we start talking about case studies like that.
But 100 G's would give them, you know, 10 years later some serious funds monthly?
Yes. If somebody has $100,000, absolutely.
To put in like that Money Guard type program or something similar?
Well, let's not talk about any specific product because there's multiple products out there.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's part of the world we live in. But there are several products similar to what you just mentioned, and you want to pick the right one for the individual.
Right.
So
there are ways then for
absolutely,
you know,
absolutely.
That's the thing. So I think the whole thing of the show, what we're trying to say here is, mm-hmm. people need to act now rather than later.
The younger,
especially
the better.
The baby boomers. Everybody keeps talking about absolutely. How there's all this, you know, all these people coming to the
absolutely
the baby boomer thing. And so, Renee, why don't you give us your email slowly and your name and phone number so people, because we're coming close to the end here.
All righty. It's Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at comfortcaregivers.com.
Do it one more time.
Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at comfortcaregivers.com.
And a phone number?
602-482-7777. Those are the lucky numbers.
And
wow,
if they,
nice number.
Maybe if they Googled, could they Google Comfort Caregivers, Inc.?
Yes, they sure can, Chris.
So Google Comfort, that'd be really, that's
absolutely.
Easy. Comfort Caregivers, Comfort Caregivers,
Incorporated,
Inc. Yeah, you could Google that. And then for Tom Eamon, he's a financial planner. He's with Lincoln Financial. Tom, what's your info?
My contact number is 480-824-4100. And my email is tom.eamon, and that's spelled E-H-M-A-N-N. Again, tom.eamon, E-H-M-A-N-N, at lfg.com.
LFG.
LFG,
Lincoln
that
Financial
would be
Group.
Lincoln Financial Group.
Okay. .com. Okay, cool. Did you say your phone number?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
480-824-4100?
Yes.
All right. Wow. What
great voice. I love it.
And you have, okay, so give us something, wrap it up real quick. We got about 2 minutes maybe.
Want to go ahead and take a time?
I just want to say whenever you're planning for anything, time
is money.
To go ahead and plan in advance, mm-hmm. you're going to be better off if you're able to. I mean, whether it be, you know, retirement or long-term care or planning ahead in case your mm-hmm. house burns down or car insurance. But if you plan ahead for these possibilities, you're going to be better off.
And they don't need to hand you $100,000 today. They can do some sort of something else.
There's all types of possibilities.
Okay.
But
so don't be mistaken. Right. Don't be misled with that.
But a lot of the seniors are, that's the first thing they look at. What can I do with my house? Long-term, or they'll get a reverse mortgage.
Right.
So we're looking at that a lot. So
we'll
be calling you.
There you go.
Wow, we should talk about that one day, reverse mortgages. That might be an interesting topic.
Absolutely. Maybe,
yeah.
Especially with what's happening, with the seniors. They're going to reverse mortgages.
Well, and see, there a lot of seniors think that reverse mortgages, you know, years ago were kindly spooky just because of the different ways they are. But now the government has taken over and accounts for about 90% of those. It's basically an FHA loan. You still have the title to your home.
Well, Renee Smith and Tom Eamon, thank you so much for being on What's Up Phoenix during
Chris
Dave. Gray. You're more than welcome. We'll have you on again. And stay tuned for Right Now or Heighton and Lewis accepting the Standard of Excellence Award. We'll be right back.
FamilyValuesRadio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.